It was a bit of a long one yesterday. I hope it's going to be shorter today. We're going to be looking at chapter 8 of the Diamond Sutra, and a bit more than that as well. Yeah, probably a bit more. Since chapter 5, we've been in the realm of the Buddha. In chapter 5, we were told not to see the Tathagata, the Buddha, by his possession of marks. We're instructed to see him as a no possession of no marks, view the Buddha as a no possession of no marks, and to see the Tathagata, and we're told that the Tathagata is seen from no marks as marks. In chapter 6, in response to Subhuti's concerns about those beings in the future, we ended up hearing about how the Tathagata sees and knows. Those who understand the sutra, they understand because of no perception of a self, no perception of a thing, a dharma, and no non-perception of a dharma. Traditionally, these chapters are said to be further explorations of the true nature of the Buddha. Traditionally, it's said to be explorations of the Dharmakaya, the body of reality. Yesterday, in chapter 7, we looked in greater depth at perception and knowing. We looked at the Tathagata's, the Buddha's, knowing. The Tathagata doesn't know anything called enlightenment, doesn't teach and demonstrate anything called enlightenment. It cannot be grasped, it cannot be known, it cannot be taught. But it's not a nihilistic nothing. This asaṃskṛta, this uncompounded, the sutra suddenly says, exalts and empowers the Buddhas. It's alive, it's a presence, but utterly inconceivable by our frameworks. So traditionally, these chapters are said to be about the true nature of the Buddha, the Dharmakaya, the body of reality.